ESPN thinks Byron Brown is a top five quarterback. Welcome in. Welcome in. We are back to the Friday edition of the Barn Social Hour. My name is Hunter Bussey. Next to me is Graham McLean. Yes, we're back. We had to postpone yesterday. Just had a lot of unforeseen things between power outages, storms
in Memphis.
The connections were not great. Kept having power outages where I was at. It just wouldn't work out. We're back now. The weather's looking great. I'm not sure how it is in Memphis, Graham, but we are back on the Barn Social Hour. So we're back.
I can tell you that.
Yeah, I will say it is humid at Lake Martin today. It's like someone put a warm blanket and threw water on it and threw it on top, and you're like trying to breathe. It's not easy. But like we said at the top of the show, ESPN thinks Byron Brown is a top five QB, specifically Tom Luganville. He was on the Next Round the other day and said he believes Auburn QB Byron Brown is a top five quarterback in the SEC. The reasons: experience, toughness, leadership, and the ability to take over a game. And this is a quote from him, direct quote. He is all of 6'3", 235, and is a load to handle. And on top of that, whenever he was talking about his, like, let me pull up the, there's like a whole like spiel on it on social media. Right, but basically, yeah, he said Byron Brown is a point A to point B, get it done. Doesn't matter what it looks like. Balls go where it is, where it's supposed to go type of guy. And on top of that, he can run as well. So, and violently, as quoted by Byron Brown. Yeah, I agree with that 100%. And with the experience, I agree. Because, again, an experience can mean two different things here. Obviously, he went to the Swamp and balled out with his team in the Swamp, and they got the win. But also, experience can also mean that, and we've said it a lot on this show, he has his receivers with him. He's not having to, you know, learn tendencies from new guys. He knows what his guys that he had at USF like that are at Auburn now. He knows where they want the ball. He knows what they like, what they don't like, where to put it, where they don't want him to put it. I'm excited. But what are your thoughts on that, Graham?
I mean, it's a factual statement, what he said. I mean, I do think that Byron has potential to be top five in the SEC. Do I believe that I need to see something first? Yeah. I think a lot of that can attribute to the fact that Auburn's had a bad history in the last couple of years with the quarterback position. You went from Bo Nix, who was good, had some struggles. I don't necessarily blame that all on him. I think some of that was the team around him and also was the coaching staff.
The line. Yeah.
Yeah. And then after that, it's just been pretty poor. It's been TJ Finley to Robbie Ashford, Peyton Thorne to Jackson Arnold to Hank Brown. We haven't found the answer at quarterback. So I think part of me having a little bit of skepticism is I just need to see it to believe it. I need to see an Auburn quarterback do well in an Auburn uniform. But for sure, he has the tools to be successful, to be a top five quarterback in the league. He's got the physical tools. I think he has the mental tools. You talked about the experience that he has. He's going into his fifth year of playing college football. So, like, experience he's got it. I think if he can put it all together and in this league and not be too much for him, too fast for him, I think he's got great potential to be a top five quarterback in the SEC.
Yeah, I really like the confidence that Byron has as well. It's almost like they're playing with a chip on their shoulder going into this season because of the doubters, because of people saying, oh, well, he has a hitch and all this. I wish the people that say he's got a hitch would stop because they're being a bit, but you know what I mean? I tried to rhyme there and it almost messed up, but they all have a chip on their shoulder, especially the guys that transferred in from USF and Golish, honestly, because a lot of people are doubting that they can do anything in the SEC because of what conference they're coming from. And everyone's, you know, saying, well, though they beat Florida in the Swamp and they showed people that they can win in the SEC. And then you still have, well, that's just one game. Playing in the Swamp is not easy. It's not. No. Very hostile environment, especially being
in the SEC.
Especially being an in-state school. I'm not saying it's a rivalry, but for them, that's like, you know, that's like saying UAB going to Bryant Denny, Jacksonville State coming to Auburn. You know, like it's the Super Bowl. It is the Super Bowl for local schools that are a little bit on the smaller side coming into, you know, an Auburn or an Alabama and going as hard as they can. And that's the equivalent to that. And Florida got beat. They just got plain beat.
USF and got paid to go in there to play that game.
Yeah. Yeah. So I'm very confident in Byron Brown in this, you know, going into this football season. Yes, I know he had struggles in the A-Day game. And I'll say this again, A-Day games, spring games, there is such a short leash. If it's even a leash, it's like one link of a chain up against the tree. You know what I'm saying? Like it is like you are not going to have a lot of leeway in a spring game. So you don't get hurt. It's just how it is.
And he wasn't allowed to run the ball. Simple as that. Yeah. That's literally half his game or more.
Yeah, like, and I get that when it's a spring game, you expect there to be, you know, lax cut. That's not how Gullish operates. This isn't the Hugh Freeze era. We're going to baby the quarterback anymore. This isn't.
Hey, it didn't work. So yeah.
Yeah, it didn't work.
Baby Jackson Arnold, and then it didn't work.
Yeah, the only accomplishment Jackson Arnold had at Auburn was a Dude Wipes commercial. And then he ended up being the third string quarterback after it was all said and done by the end of the year. That doesn't tell you that. I mean, I rag on Hugh Freeze a lot, but the incompetence when he was, especially his third year as the head coach, insane to me. The wasted potential that we had with the roster last year, just insane to me. But I'm more confident in Gullish than I am in Hugh Freeze. I like that Byram is A, confident, B, he had the veteran experience going into this season based off what we've seen. I'm excited for that. I can't wait to see how that unfolds. And I agree with Tom here from ESPN, Tom Luganbill, and everything he said. I don't disagree in any regard. And I think Graham, you know, has the same mindset in terms of him having the experience, having the – so I'm very excited for football season. Again, it's right around the corner. I feel like we're going to blink and it's going to be here. But, you know, it feels like it's like Christmas morning. It's just taking forever.
Also, I mean, it's we're halfway through June, right? And then we have July. And then it's after July, it's college football season. Typically, there's some games at the right at the very end of August and obviously in September. But we're almost there. I feel like this offseason has gone by faster than I thought it would.
Yeah, it kind of was a lull a little bit, and then with the recruiting and everything, it's just been fun to keep up with. Because like we said, we weren't expecting Gullish to pop off like he was. Like I wasn't specifically just because it, you know, first year in the SEC, you know, a lot of recruits look at that, but they see something that we don't. And which when we were at that practice, I mean, I think a lot of recruits like the energy, but I think the thing that stands out to me, and we had another recent pickup, safety. I'm going blank on his name, last name Crum, I want to say. He, the same thing said as every other recruit. As soon as I got to Auburn, it felt like home. They're doing something to change the narrative of it feels like home. I met the guys. I felt like I have known them forever, and this is the first time they've talked to each other. So it's really cool to see that. And like Graham said, I mean, a couple months, and you know, we're almost in July, and boom, football season, and we'll be in Atlanta. But you know what else you can sport in Atlanta if you're going to the game? A shirt from AUShirts.com. Get all your gear from all the shows at the Barn at AUShirts.com. You see some of the options on your screen there. The Barn Hard, the FE, the Boog shirt, the C5 hoodies, the Boog hat. We have a bunch of other options on the website as well. We add new styles weekly. Again, if you sport something from AUShirts.com, be sure to tag me, Graham, the Barn, all of the above. When you're either at home, at the game, it doesn't matter. Tag us. We'd love to shout you out on the show. I'm not bluffing when I say that. We'd love to shout you out on the show. We love to have our own segment with somebody that, even if it's, you know, if it's one or if it's 10, we'd love to give you guys a shout out if you were wearing a shirt from AUShirts.com. So please tag us when you do that. Again, AUShirts.com to get all your gear from all the shows at the Barn, AUShirts.com.
If you're wanting to support the Auburn family, then go to buyauburn.com today to check out a massive index of Auburn run and owned businesses that are all over the country. If you're an Auburn fan and you really just want to support the Auburn family, this is a great place to get plugged in, to get involved, and to support each other. And if you're just a business owner and you're a massive Auburn fan yourself, go to buyauburn.com today and be who you say you are and do business with Auburn people everywhere. Sign up, go search the index, do everything that you can to support each other. Like I said, if you're going to Atlanta for the Auburn Baylor game, go check out buyauburn.com. See if there's anything in the area that you can support while you're there. It's great. Like I said, it's just a great way to support each other and to get this thing rolling. So go to buyauburn.com today to sign up or to search the index.
Yes, please do. It's really cool to see it grow. It's growing daily and not just one. We're talking, you know, a handful of businesses being added every single day to buyauburn.com. So again, if you know somebody that has any type of Auburn ties in their local business and you want to give them some recognition that they deserve, buyauburn.com. What's holding you back? What's holding you back? Nothing. Absolutely nothing. So tell your friends, tell your family, tell your mama, tell your grandmama, tell your dog, tell your cat, buyauburn.com. Moving on, speaking of animals, to the back end of the show. It was really cool. This is a really cool moment. I don't know the exact context. I think it was just because America 250. Yeah. But Fox News had a segment with retired Eagle Spirit. Shout out to Spirit and shout out to the E2C Auburn Experience Network. That we met him at the tailgate, actually, at
the barn tailgate
on A-Day. Yeah, awesome. But yeah, so it was really cool to see Spirit. I think they're on campus during this, it looks like. I think they're at the Vet Center. I want to say, based off the backdrop, if you can't see it, it's basically a navy blue backdrop with the, it looks like the Auburn Vet logo, and then another Auburn logo, or the official Auburn logo on there as well. But their Spirit looking good. Next to, I'm assuming, the handler of Raptor Center.
Yeah, she's one of the top people in the Raptor Center. I got to meet her and talk to her last year. And she's really awesome. And I got to meet Aurora or Aria or one, the golden eagle that we have.
Yes.
The active one. I think it's
The one that EA needs to actually do a sculpt of and not
that one.
Just throw in there, because it looks like a piece of paper with wings. But really, the reason I want to bring this up, I talked about it, was it last week or a couple episodes ago, was talking about Auburn's brand power as of lately. It seems like they're putting their best foot forward to have Auburn literally everywhere. And this is just an example of that. I mean, this is Fox News. This isn't some, you know, local. That's Fox News. And it's really cool to see. Oh, cool. Yeah. That's if you can't see it, that's Graham meeting the lady that was on the
different lady. The other lady was different lady. Talking. Okay. Yeah, but that is.
Yeah, that's cool. Yeah, that's really cool. Yeah, the Raptor Center. So I had the pleasure of getting to go to the Raptor Center a couple years ago, and then they brought one of the Eagles to it's like a charity bowling event that my dad was in, literally right next to where I lived in Auburn at the time. It was Aspen Heights. Now it's the Collective, but really cool.
Was it Bolero or Good Times?
It wasn't Good Times. I think it was Bolero. It's over there by that old bar on Obelika Road. There's Bolero. Like an Enterprise and train tracks, and
it's Bolero. Yeah, it's Bolero.
Yeah, that's where I had a bowling class when I was at Southern Union.
That's where I had a bowling class at Auburn.
Yeah, had a really good teacher. She's really cool. But besides that, what I'm trying to say is Auburn has had a brand problem, at least since I was younger. It felt like everyone that was my age was an Alabama fan. And I'm like, why is that? And my dad would tell me, well, back, you know, when Auburn could have been, you know, having games in Birmingham, you know, to help, Alabama was having games at Legion Field at the time. Everything centered around Alabama and the Crimson Tide. Now, it's kind of, I feel like it's starting to even out a little bit, because Auburn's putting their best foot forward, because they realize, hey, maybe if we decide to branch out and expand our horizons, maybe we can get some more people to support us. And that's what's happening. With example A, with Spirit being on Fox News, that's just, you know, anytime you get the Auburn logo on a national scale is a good thing. Like the Argentina and Iceland friendly and Jordan Hare, another example of that. And I know people are going to disagree with me when I say this, the game in Atlanta, good thing. I know that, and honestly, it helped the local economy, I think helped balance it out just a little bit in terms of that friendly being in Jordan Hare, because not only did you have local Auburn people at the stadium and around the stadium and at the campus, you had people from all over the place, either from, you know, states in the United States or outside of the United States, really cool opportunities that we've been, you know, been able to do to bring more eyes to Auburn, bring more people to Auburn. This is a good thing. This is it. I know people, you have a bunch of, you know, older people that think that, you know, we don't need to do that because Auburn is Auburn and that's what makes it magical. You're not going to be able to keep up with the competition in that. You can't do it. You're going to be left in the Stone Ages if you don't at least put your best foot forward for marketing what you have. That area that when you go on 280 and you turn off and there's like a gas station, you know, to get to Auburn, depending on which way you go, which way you come from, that place, it did not look good when you turned in there. Now it looks phenomenal. It looks really good. There's a light there now. There's like, because there wasn't, you know, there wasn't like a, you know, a red light. Trying to leave on a game day to get back on 280, nightmare.
I didn't realize that red light was kind of new.
It's fairly new. Yeah, at least I want to say 5 or 6 years old now. Yeah, I want to say it's not like brand new, but recently new. But like I remember like 2013 going to a game with Dad, like the Georgia game. And, you know, we were celebrating. Like we stayed in Auburn for a minute after that, obviously, because of the miracle in Jordan-Hare, not knowing we were about to experience another miracle like a week or so after
Two weeks later.
Yeah, but like the traffic was awful trying to get out of there. Terrible.
Traffic is so awful getting out of Auburn.
Yeah, but and it's somewhat better now because you have the lights going back on 280. But what I'm trying to say is Auburn is putting their best foot forward, trying to spruce up everything, make it look updated, make it look, you know, like I know downtown. I know people loved the small town feel of downtown.
It still feels small.
It does. And like I went back the other day. I got lunch with a friend. Shout out to Zachary Holmes if you're watching or listening to this. But I passed by like a Target and then like you got a Publix now. And I remember when they were building that when I moved back to Birmingham for work. I was like, when I left, I'm thinking, dang, it's going to be different. And yes, I know there's some high rises. Like I know like Graham's a student there now. Whenever I go, you know, hang out with Graham when he's in Auburn.
High rises though. They're like the tallest one is maybe like 6 floors, 7.
Yeah.
Maybe.
Yeah, but you know what I'm saying, compared to how it used to be. It's like we went from having like little markets to like we're talking like three-story buildings.
It's just big apartment complexes now everywhere.
Yeah, and it's, you know, as you get more people enrolled, that's going to happen.
That's what's happening.
Demand goes up for housing. And it's a good thing.
We've also just built a massive new dormitory building on campus right next to the Haley Center.
And it looks really good too.
It does look really good.
And like things like that, but more specifically, the football facility, you don't have that. I mean, personally, obviously, Golish is doing what he's doing because people like Golish. I mean, that's a no brainer. Durkin is doing what he's doing because people like Durkin. But I think half the battle is the facilities, especially in the SEC. You have to have the facilities in the SEC. That football facility is state of the art. It is
a spaceship.
It is. I walked in there and I was like, holy crap. I was like, this is everything as advertised and some. Like,
if you want to check it out, there's multiple videos on YouTube of like tours of our football facility. If you haven't seen it, I highly suggest you go check those out. They are unbelievable.
And like, and it's just really cool to see them putting their best foot forward. And I really think in this era of NIL, Auburn is taking steps in the right direction because, again, you're like in October, Zach Bryan's going to be in Jordan-Hare performing during one of the off weeks. Like that didn't happen a couple years ago. And I know a lot of it has to do with NIL. I understand that. But Auburn is making the most of what you can do right now in this NIL era of just college sports in general because you're getting more eyes and more people to look at Auburn and be like, yeah, let's go. Let's check that out. Let's see what they're about. I don't see that as a bad thing. Well, I mean, you can let me know in the comments if you disagree. And, you know, respectfully, in my opinion, I think it's a good thing. I really do. Having Spear on Fox News is not something to laugh at. You know what I mean? Like, regardless of, you know, what news source is your go-to, it's really cool to see that. I really do think that. So, you know, we'll see what else Auburn can do. But, I mean, they're taking steps in the right direction. I could be happier as a fan of the campus and the school and just being an Auburn fan for football in general, because this game in Atlanta is a, I mean, it's on ABC. This isn't some local, like, you know, it, and obviously with the new TV deal with ESPN, almost every game is going to have eyes on it. But still, opening weekend, we get a game in Atlanta, national media attention, big deal, very big deal, whether you realize it or not. It is getting our payers played. It is helping our campus. It is helping our program. Overall, good. We're in the green. We are looking high and mighty. So I'm not mad at that at all. But if you like what you're listening to and what you're watching, be sure to follow and subscribe The Barn on social media, YouTube, you name it. Follow me and Graham. But be sure to check out other shows like the one you're watching, listening to now, like The Barn Social Hour. We also have the Top Button Podcast. We have Village Vice. We have the basketball show. We have the baseball show. We also have Landing on the Plains with Chandler Wooten. He put out a really good episode the other day. You should go check that out. His podcast is so good. I love it. Just as a fan, like, you take off my Barn cap for a minute. As a fan, that podcast is gold. Gold. I love it. Just hearing perspectives from former players, really cool. But with that being said, I don't have anything else. Graham, you got anything you want to add before we go into the weekend? Cool. Well, everyone have a great rest of your weekend. As always, my name is Hunter Bussey. Next to me is Graham McLean. And as always, you are listening to The Barn Social Hour. Y'all have a great rest of your week.